Let's learn Kaddish. Pesh Kuf Tzadik Vav. We had started Yishtabach. Kaddish, good thing to learn about, isn't it? At this stage. I want to get a Mishnah Brura for this in a second. Because this is the first real Kaddish, I mean, but that's Kaddish Yasim. See, there are, as he's going to explain, besides Kaddish Yasim, there are seven Kaddishim that you have to have, whether you have a Yasim or not. And I think that's why. In Shulchan Aruch, it's Hilchas Kaddish is after Pesukei Dezimra, before Baruch Hu. So I guess he's doing it in that order.
That's considered the first one. Even though we say Kaddish before.
If there are Yasim, then we say before. If there are no Yisayim, we don't say the earlier Kaddish, right? It's not an obligatory Kaddish. Okay. Let's see what he says, and we'll try to get an overview of it. Tiktu chachamim loy mekaddish, l'chol ha-pachus sheva pa'amim b'chol yayim. We say Kaddish at least seven times a day. Ha-goyim asmachu akra, sheva ba'yayim hilal ticha. Seven times a day, I say halal, I say praise to you. But hey, how do you get seven? Shloisha b'shachris, shnayim b'mincha, shnayim b'marv. Let's see. Three by shachris, he's not counting Kaddish Yosem. So we say Kaddish after Yishtabach, Kaddish after Shemini Esrei, and Kaddish after Uvalatzin. So we have three Kaddishim, even if there are no Yisayimim. Two by mincha, one before, one after Shemini Esrei, and two by marv, one before, and one after Shemini Esrei. V'hainu, sheb'emes, b'chol tefila shmeina esrei tzichalai mekaddish lefaneha v'kaddish l'achrea. By every shmeina esrei, there's a kaddish before and after. Now, mincha mariv, it's right before shmeina esrei, and right after. By shachris, it's not right before, it's before berchus kriya shema. It's not right after, it's after, we say something else in between. But, after, after your lane. Okay, but that's not Sheva Bayim. I guess it's not a daily thing. Well, that we say every day. No, Sheva Bayim Hilotir is seven every single day. And then, on Monday and Thursday, there's eight, you're right. But, now, he says it's before and after. The usual thinking is that Kaddish is an ending. It's an ending tefillah. When something ends, you say Kaddish. So that you say it after Pesukei Dezimra, you say it after Shmita Esrei, you say it after Avodat Zion, after everything, it's an ending to things. Just like, when you learn, you can say a Kaddish after learning, or you make a Siyum, you make a Kaddish after the Siyum. The Kaddish is usually seen as an ending tefillah. You end with Kaddish. He describes it as one before and one after Shmita Esrei. I'll talk about that in a second. Well, he says, Elisha b'shachris ain't lahafsik, right? B'shachris, we don't make hefzik between Geula, which is called Yisrael, but feel Shemin Esrei. V'akei, mashlimin ha-kaddish, l'kaidim Shemin Esrei, achan nefila sapayim. So the one we miss for before Shemin Esrei, we say after Tachnun. V'akaddish shal achat tefila sa'amida, the Kaddish for after davening, who are Kaddish to Skabel, Shoimim Achrei Uvalatzian. A Kaddish Ashlishi Shot Fila Shachris Hukan. Fusim Lipsuke de Zimra. Kol Shar Kaddishim Shoimim Eina Chayva, El Rishus. All other Kaddishim are not obligations. Ubidera Klam Yuchadim Li Yasim, and we say it to someone who lost a parent. Shamira Sakaddish Uboifin Shokim Kibir Aveim, Bemaisam, it's a manner of Kibbut Aveim. So this is how he's describing the Kaddishim. Now what's interesting is that in the Mishnah Brura, he also brings the number of Sheva V'yayim Hilal Ticha, but he counts it differently. Mishnah Brura and Siman Nun Hei, which are the rules of Kaddish, he says, listen to what he says. Ein pechsin mishiva kadeshim b'chol yayim. don't say less than seven times Kaddish every day. Keneged sheva b'yom hilalticha, keneged the pasik, seven times a day I praise you. Dahainu, listen to how he counts it. Echad achab suki dezimra, achi yishtabach, that's one. Sheini chatzi kaddish achtish ben esrei, that's two. Shlish is achasei de kedusha, which is a volatian, that's three. Uboy oimim gam kein tiskabel tzloison, and that's what else we say tiskabel. Urevi achar oleinu, sheish b'amirus psukim. He counts the seven obligatory kadeshim, four by shachris. The one after oleinu, he counts as an obligation. In other words, even if there is no yasayim, that really, that kadesh you should say anyway. Now, how do you get seven? So chamishi, the fifth, is achar ashrei. The sixth is achar tefillah, after shemein esrei mincha. The seventh is achar kriyash rashal arvis, kaidu tefillah shemein esrei. Kadesh, achar tefillah arvis, avdu gam ke mitzvah, lechashvinam b'chlal hasheva. He says the one that's after the Ma'ariv Shemini Esrei is not counted in the seven most important ones. And Ayin Shama, Ayin B'Levosh HaTam. The reason is because originally Ma'ariv was a Shemini Esrei and Ma'ariv was a Rishus. Originally Shachar Simcha obligations and Ma'ariv was a non-obligatory Shek Shema, I have to say. But Shemini Esrei by Ma'ariv, the Gemara says Tefillas Arvis Rishus. So he's not counting that.
The Rabbi used to say, davening in a minyan, davening in a minyan is a deraisa.
It's a kiyum of a deraisa, yeah.
It's a kiyum of a deraisa.
So which deraisa, remember?
What?
Remember which deraisa? The deraisa is v'nikdashti b'sech min Yisrael. That you praise Hashem among the people, which is minyan.
The whole trying to share.
It's Iker Adin.
That he said, people think that the right to go mark is only a shvus.
A Rishus.
So he says that it turns out that that one is the
right to go to him. Alright, so anyway, this is the way he counts the seven. Now, I think he's going to mention later what we call Chat.
He counts when Ma'ariv, he said anyway, he counts for
the Kriyashma one, because Kriyashma is an obligation.
Why?
Because it's an obligation to say Kriyashma, so, well, you have to say Pimini. I hear the question. I don't know. It's a good aura. I guess once I'm just looking at the way they bring it here.
What about the kaddish after oleinu? You said it's kaddish by shachris also, right?
So why is he after oleinu by shachris? That's a good question. He's counting the kaddish after oleinu by shachris more than by milfa. Why? I don't know. The way Rav Schwab counts is in the Magen Avraham. And for some reason, the Mishnah Berurah left the Magen Avraham's counting of seven, and shows, I think it's the Levush's counting of seven. Yeah, it goes to Levush. So, I don't know. I don't know why he... The Ramah says that. I'll tell you an interesting thing. The Ramah says that there should always be a Kaddish after davening, even if there's no Yasin and Shul. So I say it sometimes, you know, Rishua says it sometimes. I always think Lulishmas, the Ramah, he might as well, he's the one that said it, so I think about it. But in Taravadas, there was a period of time, and it happens often, that there's no Yasin by Mincha. So I was saying the Kadeshim, so I went over to Rabelski, I said, you know, every day I say Kadesh, it's almost like, like I'm a Chiev. So I asked Rabelski if he'll split with me. You say one day, I'll say one day. He said, that's a good idea. But he never remembered to do it. I don't know. Later, Trisha looked at him, and he wasn't saying it. And I said it. I don't know. I don't know why. I've seen this.
In principle,
either that, he was busy thinking about a sugya somewhere, and he wasn't, his mind was always all over the place. So, but I don't know. See, never did it. Some shuls they do it, some shuls they don't do it. Yeah. I don't know. That's why Yasim, who daven with a previous minyan, if you're sitting here by a different minyan, if someone's saying Kaddish, there's no reason for you to say Kaddish. But if no one's saying Kaddish, so we might as well, because somebody has to say it.
Like, so. They're more apt to say Kaddish if they're
They're more into saying Kaddish. By Sfaradim, they say Kaddish more than 12 months. I don't know what, I asked them once, they said, some people say 16 months, some people say 2 years, some people, I don't know.
There's an aim of harvest for Kadeshim.
I'm telling you what I see. I go, the fellow sits next to me for years. He started saying Kaddish about 3 years ago and he hasn't stopped.
But they don't daven for Yom.
What? They're not makkah daven for Yom. They're not makkah daven for Yom.
But
it's a Kaddish. They say Baruch Hu, of course. But
what
V'niktashti b'sabnei Yisrael. The truth is, the Rosh says saying Kaddish with minyan is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a Gemara that says that someone was meshacher his eved. He freed his eved and averet meshacher eved. So when it says asay doicha lois asay, which asay was he doicha, which mitzvah asay. So the Rosh says maybe for parsha zachar. And then he says, maybe for Kaddish. Kaddish is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a big thing.
What's the rationale for the Mishnah Berurah's converting the Kaddish and Shacharis after Raleinu, which is a Rishus, to a Chiyuv?
I don't know. I don't know why he does it, especially, I mean, this seems to be more consistent. It's a Magen Avraham. Usually Magen Avraham gets the Lavush. Usually bring the Magen Avraham. I'm sure Mishnah Berurah had his own chiddush why, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what his reason is. But okay, there's something else I wanted to see here, but I'm not remembering what it was at the moment. Okay, anyway, what we call Chatzi Kaddish is really the full Kaddish. He's going to say that what we call half Kaddish is really the whole Kaddish. What we add afterwards, the Skabbos Leisayin, or Al Yisrael, or Yeshua Marabba, those are all added later. And then the Kaddish itself is really the, what we call the Chatzi Kaddish, is really the whole Kaddish. Right, let's see what he adds.
He
day.
We call
what?
We all call it Chatzi Kaddish.
It says Beferish in the Siddur Chatzi Kaddish. It's a, yeah, it's expression, which I tell you. I don't know. The guy in him, he brings later, the guy in him, Vihine, Yesh Levar Shloisha Bituyim. He says, I'd like to explain to you three expressions, Hakroivim Zelazet, that are very similar. Amnam yeshchelik b'neim. B'chol echad meira adava miyuchad. And these are them. Hem kiddush, kedusha, kaddish. They're all very similar. Except by kiddush, you eat something. Drink something. And by kedusha is kedusha and kaddish. Kiddush hu hatara v'acheris minyanim apchusim. Kiddush is when you make something holy. The English says in parentheses, sanctification. A kiddush is when you take something like eating and you give it a holiness. It's a name we give for elevating and sanctifying Shabbos or Yontif. Kiddusha, himatzir shel kiddusha v'tara be'etzem. Kiddusha is not an act, it's sanctity. Something that is holy. And not like Shabbos is separated from the weekdays. And Kedusha is what we say, Kaddish, 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 like the angels in heaven, they say Kedusha. The Kaddish, the third one, who Loshan Arami Shaltevis Kaddish, Shehu Mikino HaKaddish Baruch Hu. It goes on Kaddish, which holy, which is one of the nicknames of God, Shabami Rasai, Magdilim Shem Hashem. When we say Kaddish, we elevate, we express an elevation of Hashem's name. Lechein, Tamtzis HaKaddish, the Tamtzis means the condensed, main part of Kaddish, Hu Amiras Yeheshme Rabba Mivorach. That's the main thing, is Yeheshme Rabba. Lefiza Muvin Sheikra Kaddish, Umashakayim Chatzi Kaddish. The main Kaddish is the Heshmei Rabba part, what people call Chatzi Kaddish. Ubem is Koloi Sofi Shal Tiskabel, Achat Fil Shemene Esrei, Yeshlomo, Nusach Ha'isov Ha'rabonon, Lach Ha'limud Ha'tari Shabal Peh, Kulam Nisiyastu B'tkufas Ha'gainim. Then I mentioned in the Gemara, they mentioned in the period of the Gainim. So Yeheshmei Rabba is the most elevated expression of the whole davening. Now Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that Baruch Shem Kavai Machusai Lo Elam Void in Hebrew is the same as Yeheshmei Rabba Mevarach Lam Lomei Omaya. We say Baruch Shem Kavai Machusai in Shema, we whisper. Only on Shabbat, only on Yom Kippur we say aloud. Because it's of such great significance that it's as if we whisper it, that the, you know, the angel shouldn't be jealous of us saying it, whatever that means. But so we whisper Baruch Shem. It would be nice if we realized why we're whispering it when we whisper it, because it's so special. The Yeheshmei Rabba, it says that the Malachim don't converse in Aramaic. So in the Aramaic, we say it out loud. So exactly the opposite. Baruch Shem, we whisper. And Ha'emer Yeheshmei Rabba, M'chol Kaychai, you're supposed to say it with all your energy, so that, that's considered a special chaylak, yesh a chaylak al Aramaba. So these are the, this is his, at least his beginning. We'll continue, God willing, on Monday to pick up on his explanation of Kaddish.
What's the example of the second one?
That's, by Chazar Sashatzi, Kaddish, 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 and Tzavakas.
I thought that was the last one.
No, it's Kaddish. Kaddish that we're referring to now. Kedusha, right, is when both of them need a minion. Kedusha needs a minion, Chazar Sashatz, and Kaddish needs a minion.
And Shabbos itself, is it?
It is called holy.
It is holy. He says sanctification. We're not sanctifying Shabbos. We're showing that it's special, but what inherently it's got.
It's true. What he means, you're right, when Shabbos is sanctified, but he means that the Lashon of Kiddush is something that's separated from something less holy. You have weekdays and you have Shabbos. So you're separated from something less holy. When the angels say Kaddish, Kaddish, they're separating something from something else. So when we say Kiddush, Kaddish Shem Shemayim, means you take something that's not holy and you make it holy. So Kiddush is a lashon of making something holy, or you're right, the Shabbos is holy anyway. So when we say make it holy, I guess it means that we express its holiness.
We